Driving a car and riding a motorbike can be fun until you ride in the Kochi city, where big trucks, small cycles and must respect category people jumps to the middle of the road for having some fun. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Diyasuks, and this is me, Diya. In this episode, I will be sharing my experience of how I acquired some driving lessons. It can be fun and breathtaking. Fun because my teaching instructor is a man who swear bad words each time a pedestrian passes by absent mind. And breathtaking because my heart literally skips not one but two beats when someone jumps in front of the car when I am driving. I hope you must have got an idea of how my driving classes are going to be. Actually, I wanted to start the class at the moment I turned 18. Unfortunately, due to the luckiest person I am in the entire universe, the whole world was shut down due to the COVID. See, this lucky I am. And next month, I will be 19. After waiting so long, finally, my dream is about to come true. Okay, now let's talk about my first day. I was to report for the class at 11:30 a.m. I'm so happy with the timing as I'm a person who falls for bed so easily and lazy enough to get up early, obviously. When I reached there, the instructor was an old man and I thought he won't scold even if I do stupid turns. But you know what's coming up, right? It was a must to follow the COVID protocols in which I must carry a hand sanitizer and wear gloves. Okay, fine. I opened the door and sat in the driving seat. This is not my first time sitting in the driving seat since I used to act as if I was in the Fast and Furious movie in a family car. Okay, the instructor told me to start the car, but I was like, is it safe to start? Because once I had a really bad experience when I just gave the ignition without checking the gear, brakes and everything, and the car just started to race forward. And you know what? My dad was in front of the car doing something in the bonnet to prove that he knows something about it. Fortunately, I turned it off and ran away before my father could throw a bucket at me. Thank you, Mother Earth, for protecting me from all the foolish things that I have done so far. Oh, do you guys pray to Mother Earth or to Son of Biscuit Eaters? I just saw this meme on Instagram. It was so funny. The girl was having an ear piercing and the sudden pain got her saying out loud, "Oh, Son of a Biscuit Eater, that hurts." Oh, let me remind one thing. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and I'll share this meme. The link is my description. Okay, we started from driving lessons to a girl's ear-piercing story. What a plot. I mean, who in the world can have such a wonderful, mind-blowing, fantabulous talents? Okay, sorry. Coming back to the class, I was in the driving seat. Okay guys, now let me say one thing, that I love driving, even though I have never driven before. I just like it. So I used to watch many driving, drifting, racing videos on YouTube. So I just have an idea of like how and where things work, but no practical knowledge. So he helped me with some stuffs. To be frank, I thought the first class will be just random, boring theory stuffs. But I was really excited when he told me to hold on to the accelerator and release the brakes. And there we go into the main busy road directly. This is my first class in vroom to the road. Once on the heavy traffic, he instructed me to down the gear. And you know what I did? It was in the third gear and I put it downward straight. It was in the fourth gear. And that's the first mistake I made. And I was proud because our teachers have taught us, through mistakes we learn. On the other hand, the instructor was screaming like anything as we were about to hit the car in front. But I just obeyed what my teachers taught. Thank you, teachers. We believe in you. After 25 minutes of foolishness, he literally asked me whether I have driven a car before. Since I acted like I know everything. And the hand movements were quite fine too. I said this was my first time, but he didn't believe me. And he told me that I won't need much time to learn this. When I heard this, I started hosting an award show in my head. And this award goes to YouTube. Thank you, YouTube, for supporting me and believing in me. I just posted everything once I reached home, and they were happy too. Day 2. This day, instructor called and told me to come at 10:30. I was devastated. How the heck will I wake up this early now? But thinking that it was for the sake of driving, I forgave instructor. I'm such a saint. I started the car directly. Everyone hearing this, please take a pen and paper, because you won't be able to count the numerous errors I'm gonna do. I'm repeating this, you won't be able to count it. The second mistake is I too fastly released the clutch, which made the car turn off again. The third time also the same mistake. For a few minutes it turned good, then came a big turn. As I said earlier, since I am the luckiest person on the earth, the car turned off again. Following me was heavy traffic, all the cars started honking, and the instructor lost hope in me. He told I will need 1,000 days to complete learning. Nah, guys, I was just exaggerating. Days passed. The passion for driving in me has increased even more. Maybe it's because I'm just a starter. I don't know, but I just love it. Each time my papa brings some other cars to home, I would ask for the driving seat. But my family was too scared because the car was big enough to be handled. Especially my brother is the one who reacted. I mean, he overreacted and kept on praying to God that he won't die. He's such a stupid. I know my driving well, okay. After my road classes, it was time to practice some itch. Is it how everyone says? Like to get license, the first test is driving an itch, right? Even though I found it difficult at first, I eventually got the mechanism and its moments. This is my whole story of how I learned car. And about the scooter. I actually know how to ride. The problem arised when I tried to draw and ate with the scooter. It's kind of difficult, right? Anyway, I believe in the motto, practice makes a man perfect. A lady, in my case, okay? And obviously the first motto, what was it? Yes, mistakes are stepping stone towards success. In my case, my first mistake was already over. When I was 15, I tried to ride the scooter and hit an electric post.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
This is the ending of the epic stories of how my driving and riding class experiences went on. Go check out my other fun podcast and follow me on Instagram for sharing your experiences too. And check out my merch store down below and support. Until the next exciting episode, this is me, Dia, from the Dia Talks. Ta-ta!